This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Has there been violence there?
No, it's largely peaceful.
Rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent accidents have been occurring in the area that we're not able to get to.
It feels like you're at a street festival, quite frankly. You have barbecues going on.
There has been no issues of violence.
Oops. What's happening?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The impacts have increased and the safety has decreased. Saturday, a 19-year-old tragically lost his life to gun violence. SPD will be returning to the East Precinct for the short term. SPD will need the East Precinct to appropriately respond to more than 100,000 911 calls.
Summer of love may be over.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
All of NASCAR's drivers have rallied around Bubba Wallace, the NASCAR Cup Series lone black driver, because yesterday afternoon, a noose was found hanging in the garage stall of Bubba's race car.
You know what they say, fool me once, strike one, but fool me twice, strike three.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Okay, this is about Black Lives Matter. What about Latinos? And I always say, Latinos are black.
Okay, that's a new one on me.
Sean King issued the following demand on Twitter, quote, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus should also come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, but I'm here to party too. I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, isn't it amazing that Jimmy Kimmel has still got a job? He has done so much worse than many of the people who've been canceled here in the last few weeks. And yet because he's one of the beautiful people, he can get away with it, apparently. Same with Joy Behar on The View. Same with Ralph Northam, the Democrat governor of Virginia, who not only wears blackface, but has also got his picture in the medical school yearbook where he went to med school wearing a Klan hood. And that's okay. And they tried to tear down Andrew Jackson's statue last night in D.C., but nobody's been talking about tearing down Robert Byrd's statue, the exalted Cyclops or Grand Dragon or whatever the hell, or Cuckoo Kleagle or whatever the hell he is or was in the West Virginia Ku Klux Klan. It's just once again another example of the double standard. Democrats can do whatever they want. Being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. 844-500-4242. And Ulysses S. Grant, too. I mean, again, I can't. That's one I just can't figure out. Ulysses S. Grant. I guess Francis Scott Key, if you get down into the third or fourth stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner, there's some un-PC poetry or verse, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, who the hell ever got down to the third or fourth verse of the Star-Spangled Banner? You know, I'm sure the protesters didn't, the ones who were tearing down his statue out on the West Coast. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I guess the big news today is that the mayor of Seattle and the police chief are saying that they're going to go back in to chop. You know, it is the summer of love in Seattle, and it's like a big block party. It's like a big block party where people get shot every night, and where a deaf woman gets raped because she wanders into a darkened area, and where there are all kinds of street extortions going on, at any hour. So that's what, if Haight-Ashbury had been like that back in 1967, that would have been the Summer of Love. You know, I think things got pretty grody at the in Haight-Ashbury, and it turned bad very quickly. But I think it lasted more than a week or two, which is more than you can say for chop or jazz. 844-500-4242. 508 says Kimmel will be receiving the full Northam. Yeah, which is nothing. Nothing. Not at all. He gets to use the N-word, blackface, black arms. You know, he wears a basketball t-shirt, so he has a black upper chest, neck. And it's okay. It's okay because he hates Trump. He hates Trump. And remember, he was trying to get the, Tom Arnold supposedly had a tape of President Trump back in the old days when he was on NBC with The Apprentice using the N-word, and Kimmel was begging on TV Tom Arnold to release the tape to destroy Donald Trump. Well, you know, I guess if you ever watched his show, which I never have, never did, I guess you would have known that he was a complete and utter hypocrite for trying to bust Trump for using the N-word, which they never came up with. So we're going to have to give Trump the benefit of the doubt, right? But we know that Kimmel has used the N-word and appeared in blackface. 844-500-4242. How many Woodrow Wilson high schools need to be renamed? Hey, how about the Woodrow Wilson School of Public Policy or whatever the hell it is at Princeton University? We talked about it yesterday. I mean, Woodrow Wilson was a stone-cold racist. How about Franklin Delano Roosevelt? How long does he get away with this stuff? He rounded up Japanese Americans, some of them third-generation Japanese Americans in the country. And if you read James Ellroy's novels about California, Southern California at the start of World War II, a lot of those Japanese, the reason that they wanted to round them up was so they could steal their land. They had very good farmland. They were excellent agriculturally. And this was a good way, if they could get them into the what amounted to concentration camps, they could steal their land. And they did. They absolutely did. And you know who the governor was at the time? He was a Republican, quote unquote, kind of like Charlie Baker. Charlie Parker is a Republican. Earl Warren, the future chief justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. And he and Roosevelt were the Democrat president. They were collaborating. They were colluding to round up the Japanese. More than 100,000 Japanese rounded up. I don't know where there are any FDR statues, but I'm sure there are some. I know FDR is on a dime, isn't he? Should we get FDR off a dime, go back to the Mercury dime, put somebody new on the dime?
I've instructed anybody with offensive coins and bills to mail them in to me.
I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you. I've been after I've been trying to round up all those double sawbucks with it. Old Hickory's picture on them for a very long time. But so far, no one has sent me any Old Hickory's.
I'll take your Washingtons and Jeffersons, whatever you'd like. I'll take the smaller bills.
Yeah, I'm sure Alexander Hamilton has got some problems in his background, too. So, you know, if you want to turn in a sawbuck or a dozen
sawbucks. No, we can't go after him. He's got his name on a Broadway show. He's
yeah, but he's
completely protected.
He is an immigrant. He was an immigrant to our land. And he was, and like Abraham Lincoln, he was slain by a Democrat, Aaron Burr in his case, unlike John Wilkes Booth. 844-500-4242. So the mayor of Seattle says they're going to move back in and take over the police station. I'll believe it when I see it, actually. Let's play that cut before we'll take some calls in the next segment, but I want to play this cut. This is a Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin. I don't know if this is before or after. They have one of the big businesses in downtown Seattle is Smead Capital Management. They just pulled out today. The unrest that has taken place in the city of Seattle, there really is not a downtown business community today. He's moving to Phoenix. It's gone. I'm sure he's not the only one. He's just the first one who announced it. But anyway, here's Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, who last week was talking about the Summer of Love. Cut 13.
Over the days, tens of thousands of people
have peacefully gathered or visited Capitol Hill.
Peacefully.
But the impacts have increased and the safety has decreased. Saturday, a 19-year-old tragically lost his life to gun violence. SPD will be returning to the East Precinct. We will do it peacefully and in the near future. I'll let Chief Best talk about that further. But Chief Best has made it clear to me that for the short term, SPD will need the East Precinct to appropriately respond to more than 100,000 911 calls.
100,000? Just in that three-block area? That can't be right. That's got to be the whole city. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Last night in Washington, we heard they were going to take down the statue, Washington, D.C., the statue of Andrew Jackson, a beautiful statue in Lafayette Park. And Mark Meadows is here. He heard about it. I heard about it. We sent people there, and law enforcement did an incredible job. They ran into that place, and we were minutes away. That was a sneak attack.
How many more Democrats must have their statues ripped down? Never mentioned that Old Hickory was a Democrat, you know. 844-500-4242. They're all Democrats. Everyone in blackface is a Democrat. Everyone in a hood, a Klan hood, is a Democrat. And all these quote-unquote racist statues, they're all Democrats. Except for U.S. Grant, I guess. He's the exception that proves the rule. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Order, enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. Gunnar had an accident today. We brought out our Genesis 950. It does work great. Taylor, what's the question? What are the results thus far?
Will Jimmy Kimmel be fired?
No. Again, he has Democrat immunity.
He's friends with Ellen DeGeneres. He can't be fired. 80% say no.
One of the texters says, can we get a sound clip of Roseanne Barr saying, I don't ask for any special treatment. Just treat me like Jimmy Kimmel. That would seem appropriate, wouldn't it? Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
I was just curious, in your opening monologue there, or you had something about Bubba Wallace. I didn't know if they had any new information, if they found out he did a Jesse Smollett job, or what the deal was.
Well, I don't know if he did a Jesse Smollett job. On the conservative treehouse, Sundance says that that noose is actually just the rope that they used to open the garage, and that every one of the garages for those NASCAR vehicles has that same rope in front of it. And they seem to be kind of backing away from the story. We haven't really gone into it. They haven't, they are backing, but check out the conservativetreehouse.com. It was the first story today. So I don't know who came up with the idea that this was a noose, but I'm skeptical of most of these noose stories, you know. To make a proper noose, you need to have some kind of experience with rope. You know, I don't get the feeling that most of the people that they're accusing of, fashioning nooses have got this experience. So we'll see what happens, but it's possible it's just another. I don't think he was involved in it, but I don't know if they were just trying to virtue signal or what. Thanks for the call, Brian. Let's see here. Lily, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lily.
Hi there, Howie. How are you today, my dear?
Good.
I tell you, I'm very, very grateful to talk to you and to hearing good folks right down to earth up here in New England. I've been so steamed for the last number of weeks, sir. We talk about the double standard in the media, and they keep talking about this June 13th, and it's the anniversary when the last black slave was freed.
Yeah, Juneteenth. I think it was June 19th, I think it was.
Well, here's the piece that makes me furious, sir, from the bottom of my heart. I testified in front of the Maine legislature for legislation in our state to stop sex trafficking for kids. It's estimated 100,000 to 300,000 kids in the U.S. alone are still enslaved. What are they doing to free these kids? Doesn't matter what age or race they are. A kid from our state's worth several thousand dollars on the black market.
I know. And it's, you know, and how about the shootings in places like Chicago or all around the country this last weekend? And I mean, the vast majority of them were black people. The kid, the 19-year-old that was killed in CHOP, was a black kid, and they're blaming the cops for that. Even though I'm positive it wasn't, the cops aren't in there. They say they won't go in there, so they blame them for not coming in and getting him out fast enough, and he bled to death. It's just they only care about Black Lives Matter if they're apparently slain by white cops, and there are very few of those incidents as we've talked about in the past. Nine I believe last year, according to the Washington Post, by the way. Incidentally, we have a new special here, the Summer Sizzler Sampler. Summer is here, and so's your chance to get two mystery T-shirts from the Howie Carr Show for just $14.99. Pick a size on the website, and you get two T-shirts, including varieties like Proud to Be a Deplorable. That's our all-time best-selling T-shirt. I'm holding it up here, Proud to Be a Deplorable. Buy America, Support America, right here. The Dirty Rats podcast about Whitey and of course Free America. This deal is, and others throughout the history of the Howie Carr Show. The deal is only good as long as supplies last for each size. So we have more obviously larges than we have 2XLs. So if you want to get them, that's just we'll give you whatever we've got in those sizes. But you get two of the probably get you'll get some of these T-shirts: Deplorable, Dirty Rats, Free America. Buy America and support America. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the banner to get yours. HowieCarrShow.com and click on the banner. Two T-shirts for $14.99. Perfect for the summer. 844-500-4242. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. We're looking forward to using our Moby Dick gift card we got from the
excellent
deal.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. Why aren't the other unions supporting the police? Where's the fire department? Where's the teachers union? How about the IBW electrical workers? How about the carpenters?
They're all in. They're the leadership. Don't you think the membership, the rank and file people, are supporting the police, Scott? It's just the leadership is tied in with the Democrat Party, and they see this as just, I think, as another way. They'll never admit it, but I think they see this as another way. It's like the panic over the virus as another way to defeat Donald Trump. Isn't that what it's all about?
Pretty much. They're talking up here in Northampton, they're going to eliminate the safety officers they have in the school and whatnot. Hey, teachers, hey, that's your lifeline for protection. How about working in Springfield?
How about working in Broward County, Florida, where that guy came in, and Parkland High School? I mean, I thought we needed more people, more officers in the schools, not fewer. I'm Howie Carr.
Is going on now. Embrace the great outdoors in the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback, starting at $26,645 with 0% financing for up to 63 months. Plus, with your Subaru purchase, get 90-day payment deferral from our participating retailers. Powered by symmetrical all-wheel drive and X-Mode, the Outback is built for your summertime adventure. For complete details, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Last February, Super Sunday, I was down in Miami Beach doing an appearance on the Fox News Channel, and everybody was in a good mood and looking forward to the game. And it was a beautiful dawn morning, sunrise over the Atlantic. I had a great time, and I met Janice Dean, the meteorologist for Fox and Friends, and we had our picture taken together, and it was Groundhog Day. It was just a good time. And since then, you know, it hasn't been much fun for most people in the country. Everyone has had, you know, problems of one form or another. But Janice Dean, her family has had more problems than most people. She has lost both of her in-laws to COVID-19, and she's become a real outspoken critic of the governor of New York. Her mother-in-law and father-in-law were residents of Brooklyn, and they were in assisted living or nursing homes, which were ordered to take in COVID-19 positive patients by Andrew Cuomo, and of course he takes no responsibility, blames everybody else. So she's been going public with her criticisms of Andrew Cuomo. I'm so pleased to see it. You know, he has gotten a free pass here. He's got the same pass that Jimmy Kimmel or Ralph Northam in Virginia is getting. So joining us now is Janice Dean from the from Fox and Friends and the Fox News Channel. Thanks for being with us, Janice.
Thank you, Howie. I remember that in February. Does it seem like 10 years ago when we were in Tampa together?
It does. You know, you never know how good things are until they end, right? I mean,
yeah.
I never would have guessed what has happened in those not even 5 months since then. But anyway, tell us what happened. Tell us what happened with your in-laws.
Well, it was not an easy decision to put them in assisted living. The plan was to have both of my husband's parents together. They had health issues. Mickey, his dad, was declining in health more than his mom was, Dee. But we found a place, an assisted living place, that was going to take both of them and give them a room together. And we liked the place. Mickey's health took a turn for the worse, and he had to go into rehab. So he was put into a nursing home. And the plan was just to, you know, get him well enough to move in with Dee at the assisted living residence. And Sean, my husband, wrestled with this for months and months. You know, it was back and forth to the apartment. We had people that came in to try to help them. But there were still trips to the ER. So we finally decided that was the plan. We were going to get them into an assisted living residence together. And truly, I mean, within weeks of putting them in place, the pandemic happened. So all of those, you know, months that my husband and I wrestled with doing this, and then this happens and we lose them both.
And what happened was Mickey, your father-in-law, was having problems, and then the order came down from Governor Cuomo in March to require nursing homes and rehab centers to admit COVID-19 patients who had been discharged from hospitals, and that was basically the end of Mickey.
We didn't know that as it was happening. It was only afterwards, because he died in late March, and Cuomo put that order in place March 25th. He died the end of March. But I remember shortly before he died that we got a call, and, you know, obviously the order was in place that we couldn't go visit him at all. But then Sean gets a call saying, we're going to move your dad to another floor. Is that okay? And Sean was like, I guess so. And I don't know this. I don't know if I'll ever find out. But I believe he was moved to another floor so that they could put COVID patients in per Governor Cuomo's order. And he put that order in place for weeks. And it wasn't until May 10th, you know, weeks and weeks later, that he reversed the order. And there's
right.
Five governors out of 45 that put that COVID recovering patients into nursing homes. And that is Cuomo of New York, Wolf of Pennsylvania, Whitmer of Michigan, Murphy of New Jersey, and Newsom of California. Why the other 45 governors didn't do that? That's what I want to find out.
Well, how do you feel when you see, I know how you feel because I've seen you talking about it, but tell people how you feel when you see Cuomo up there. Well, number one, he alternately blames different people. He blames Trump. He blames God. He blames the columnist for the New York Post who busted him. He blames the owner of the New York Post, Rupert Murdoch, who also owns the Fox News channel. I mean, it's everybody but himself. You know, Harry Truman had the sign on his desk, "The buck stops here." For Andrew Cuomo, it's "The buck stops anywhere else but his desk." How do you feel when you hear him saying that?
Well, that's why I'm vocal. That's why I'm talking to you right now. But because beforehand, you know, we were mourning, and my husband really didn't want me to speak out. But then when we started seeing him, and really he wasn't getting the questions. He would go on the, you know, CNN with his brother and yuck it up. And I would finally had it because no one was asking him questions about his order to mandate COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. And by the way, my mother-in-law, Dee, died of COVID. She got it in her assisted living residence. They're separate. And then they got her to the hospital. She died in the hospital, Howie, but they won't count her number because Cuomo put it in place that if you die in the hospital, even if you got COVID in the assisted living residences, it doesn't count. So the reason I'm speaking out is because I got sick and tired of hearing him pass the blame to everyone. And the cracks are starting to show now. I saw him yesterday on MSNBC, and I saw him today on NBC, and he got the question finally. He got the question about the nursing homes. He manages to escape it. They don't follow up. And yes, I've seen him blame every single person except himself.
Including God. Including God.
God and Mother Nature. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I thought, Janice, for a while, I thought he was, a likely candidate to replace Biden on the Democrat ticket.
Absolutely.
For president. But I think the bloom is off that rose. I don't think that's going to happen at all. And I think this is largely part of it. The fact is that, you know, you're right that probably most people, even in New York, still don't understand how badly he handled this. But I think it would come out in a campaign in the fall if he ever were nominated.
Well, listen, I hope that there's an investigation into this. And I know Steve Scalise is pushing for that. You know, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to sue anyone, and I don't want to be. I frankly, you can't put a price on my relatives, my family. But I do want an investigation. Republicans and Democrats should want this. New York is a Democratic state. Those people that died in those nursing homes, I'm sure most of them were registered Democrats. So why wouldn't they want answers? 6,000 people plus have died in nursing homes. We think the number is greater than that. But why? Where's the outrage in that? If it was 6,000 children, of course this would be the biggest story in this nation. More people died than 9/11, Hurricane Katrina. Why is this not a bigger story? And why isn't he being held accountable? So listen, I am not a person who likes to wear my politics on my sleeve, but now it's personal. And if I have a platform to be able to call him out and the other governors that had the same order that I believe was a death sentence to these assisted living and nursing homes, then I need to use that to make sure that no one has to go through this again. No family has to deal with this again.
That was such a sad story. I was just reading about your account of it and your mother-in-law. Your husband could just wave goodbye to her before she died. And the last thing she said to you, I guess, was, can you get the kids, some of your kids, her grandchildren, presents for Easter and put my name on it? That's just so sad, Janice.
That was the last time he talked to her. Yep. And we weren't able to have a funeral or a wake, and we're Catholics, and we weren't able to have last rites for either of them.
Yeah.
So
it's the same way here in Massachusetts. You know, I mean, that I talk to people that, you know, haven't been able to have a wake, haven't been able to have a funeral. They can go to the graveside, you know, for the actual interment, but they can't hug their relatives. It's just really horrible. That's what's going on. And again, he won't take responsibility. And They you know, his brother, they, I mean, I guess it was the worst thing, though, was they were joking about it, you know, pretending to be the Smothers brothers and his recipes for meatballs. How they, you know, we have the same thing in here in Massachusetts. A governor, he's a Republican, actually, but he's a anti-Trump, so he gets a pass from the media, and his like favorability rating is right up there with Cuomo. You know, and I don't get it. He's got 4,500 people dead in nursing homes in a much smaller state than New York. How is it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like it's upside down. It's the only thing I can really, you know, it's like an alternate universe we're living in. And, you know, people can protest as much as they want to. I'm for that. But to see people, thousands of them out there, and the media saying, it's okay, it's your God-given right to protest, and then me not being able to celebrate or mourn properly the death of my family, I it's beyond. I don't know if I'm ever going to understand it. You know, we're living in it right now. I'm doing the best I can to raise awareness and try to hold him accountable. I'm just one person.
Michael Goodwin had a great column in the New York Post on Sunday. You probably saw it, taking a bow after a deadly decision. And he said, now that his daily show is over, perhaps the governor will be honest with himself about what he did wrong. If he is, he should summon the courage to meet with, and then he lists all the survivors and other New Yorkers who lost loved ones in nursing homes. Would you like to meet with Governor Cuomo with some of the other survivors?
I don't think I'd be able to look him in the face. To be quite honest with you, I have so much anger towards him. The other thing is he has absolutely zero empathy towards us. So he gets on and he does the blame game, but I've never, ever heard him say, I am really sorry for all of the New Yorkers we lost. You know, in the beginning of this, it was like, if anything goes wrong, you blame me. You blame the governor. Before all of this happened, the ship started to sink. But the other thing is, you know, he brought in all of these other alternatives, like the Mercy ship and the Javits Center to put people, but he didn't.
And the ventilators. Don't forget the ventilators.
Instead, exactly. So I believe there is more to this story than we know, and I want to find out. Get to the bottom of it. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but I'm doing my darndest to try to find some answers.
My listeners and viewers are saying they're really impressed that you're doing this because you have such a good attitude and you seem so positive in the morning. And, you know, you never have an unkind word to say about anybody under any circumstances, and you don't. And yet you're angry, and I think we all understand why.
It can't hit home. It's hit home for me. It's my family. It's my kids' grandparents. My kids were saying to their friends, please pray for me and my grandparents. You know, what do you tell them? What kind of, you know, I just feel like it was so unfair because we never had any answers. We didn't know what was going on. You know, Sean got a call about his dad one day on a Saturday before we knew any of this. And it was, your dad's not feeling well. And then 3 hours later, he gets a call, your dad's dead.
Oh.
You know,
wow.
Before we found out all of the deals that Cuomo did to get these people into nursing homes. You know, I don't understand it. I hope that someday I will be able to have some answers.
And I think there were a couple of nursing home operators that talked to the New York Post that they didn't want to take them in. They knew it was going to be a disaster, and they were threatened with prosecution or being cut off from state funds, or somehow they were seriously threatened by the New York State government if they didn't participate in this what amounted to a terrible disaster. I really hope you get some answers, Janice.
I do too. And believe me, there are lots of, you know, articles and rumors out there that there were that patients who had COVID that went into the nursing homes, the government paid extra money for those people to be in the home. So somewhere there's some shady business. I don't know if I'll ever get to the bottom of it.
All right.
But I feel we need to know the answers.
Janice, thanks a lot. We enjoy seeing you on Fox and Friends, and I hope to see you again sometime. And best everybody else on the show. Thank you very much. And my deepest condolences for what happened. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. And, you know, the same thing has happened around the country. I mean, I think the latest numbers I've seen, 40% of the deaths are in nursing homes. Some places like Minnesota, where they have a Democrat, really insane Democrat governor, another insane one, Tim Walz, it's up over 80%. In Massachusetts here, it's I think 63, 64% of the deaths are in nursing homes. And, you know, it's just, I don't understand that they keep making it out like this is a society-wide epidemic, and it's basically people with underlying conditions, diabetes, obesity, heart condition, emphysema, asthma, and the frail elder and dementia, and the frail elderly, and you need to protect them in the nursing homes. But other than that, I mean, they're talking about making two-year-olds wear masks. It's ridiculous. Brad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
By the way, on YouTube, I'm singing all four stanzas of the Star Spangled Banner. I just wanted you to know.
Do you actually know them, or did you have to print them out to come up with them?
No, I memorized them.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, really.
You're the first person I've ever spoken to who knows all four stanzas. I didn't even know how many stanzas there were. I just thought there were three or four, something like that.
Well, the third one is hardly ever sung because it's anti-British, and it would especially not be sung now. Mm-hmm. You know, no refuge can save the hireling and the slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of...
Under what circumstances did you learn these lyrics, Brad? Come on.
Well, I mean, you have Whitney Houston, and no one could sing the Star Spangled Banner as Whitney Houston, rest her soul, could sing it.
I know.
So I had to do something that was different.
I can still remember the first Liston Clay fight, Clay Muhammad Ali. And it was in Lewiston, Maine, and they brought in Robert Goulet to sing the Star Spangled Banner. And someone forgot that he was a Canadian, and he didn't know the words to the Star Spangled Banner. That was an embarrassing moment. You know, I've never seen that again on YouTube. I remember that when it happened. That was a long time ago. I was a kid. I'm Howie Carr.